But we have a worldwide organization called ISKCON, and the gurus within the organization, they are serving under a board, which is known as the GBC. Unlike in the traditional math system, where you have the guru, who is simultaneously the spiritual leader and also the managerial leader, in our ISKCON, the system is different, as established by Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj and then by Srila Prabhupada. And so, in essence, the exclusivity of the position of guru is not something that was there established or set up by Srila Prabhupada. So, and we can see, recently I was there doing a program in a congregational member's home, an Indian congregational member's home, and I had been there many times before. And this time when I went, they introduced me, the man of the house, or the son, actually the son of the house, introduced me to their sister. And this really surprised me because I had never seen the sister before. But then I learned that actually it was the new sister-in-law. But they had fully embraced her into the family. And this was very much Srila Prabhupada's vision, that everybody would be embraced into the family of ISKCON. And we see now, that we have grandparents in ISKCON, we have the grandchildren, we have the children, we have sisters, sisters-in-laws, brothers, brothers-in-laws, we have uncles and aunties, we have Harry Sorokin, who will be speaking soon, who's like our uncle, Jagadaka Maharaj's brother. So that's the way the Prabhupada established ISKCON, that it's one big family. And we all serve together. We have different roles in that organization, that institution. So Jagadaka Maharaj's, His Holiness Jagadaka Maharaj's role, one of his roles, is that he is a guru. He is Diksha Guru within Srila Prabhupada's organization. But we all work under the same umbrella, the same authority of Srila Prabhupada as represented by the GBC body. And I'm not sure, but I will speculate, I know I'm not meant to speculate, but I would imagine that His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj probably has more disciples than any other Gaudiya Math leader in this Navadvip area. Would that be an accurate assumption, Maharaj? So in that sense, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj actually has the largest, the biggest map here in Navadvip. And what I want to say in finishing is I just want to thank Jayapataka Maharaj and offer him my deep appreciation and my deep respect that even though he has the most number of disciples and the largest map, he doesn't operate it as a map. Instead, he follows the instruction of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and he functions under that system that was given to us by Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj and by Srila Prabhupada, working under the authority of a governing board, the GBC. He is so supportive and so cooperative with that system that was established by Srila Prabhupada. And it's with the cooperation of devotees like Jayapataka Maharaj that the Hare Krishna movement will go on for many decades and many centuries if we all follow that instruction of Srila Prabhupada and not disregard that instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj that others did that will make us a sara and useless. So I humbly request all of us today to follow that instruction as given by Srila Prabhupada, as manifest expanded on by His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj in following that system given to us by His Divine Grace of Prabhupada for the well-being, maintenance, development, expansion and ultimate glory of the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thank you all very much. A big, big thank you to His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj!
Thank you very much, Brother Prabhu. So next speaker is his friend Alicia Vinkovud. He's a very dear brother of our spiritual master, and he has a lot of personal experiences with him, serving Srila Prabhupada. So I'd like to request him to say a few words.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tidamana Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharaya Yerase Sunyavadi Prasya Chaudesh Karyamaya Srila Prabhupada Ki His Holiness Jai Pataki Swami Maharaj Ki The other day Nari Gopal Prabhu asked me he said it would be nice if I could say something about Prabhupada's pastimes for all the assembled devotees. So this morning I was doing a bit of searching on my database, and I thought it would be good just to mention a few pastimes between Jai Pataka Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, and I picked a few out. These are all in my Transcendental Diary book series. Anybody can read them. But actually, when I did a search, I saw that in the five volumes of my diary, which covers about 1 year from November 75 up to December 76, that's the ones that have published so far, Jai Pataka Maharaj's name comes up 143 times. So we can understand from that Jai Pataka Maharaj was very active and very closely connected with Srila Prabhupada. Of course, Indrasinghe is the co-director in Mayapur. That was Prabhupada's most important mission, to build this world headquarters in the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, I've got a few short pastimes. I'll read these out. The first one is from December 17, 1975. Prabhupada was in Bombay, and he received a letter from Jai Pataka Swami. Get some water. So during mail time, as Prabhupada relaxed on the roof, he dictated a letter to Jai Pataka Swami in Mayapur. He enclosed an introductory letter for him to meet one Mr. Chowdhury, a gentleman that we had met the airport in Delhi yesterday. Seeing that meeting as Krishna's arrangement, Prabhupada had requested Jai Pataka Swami to visit Mr. Chowdhury personally with prasadam and flowers and invite him to come to Mayapur. He wants Jai Pataka Maharaj to try to enlist his help in getting the government to acquire the land that we need for our ISKCON Mayapur development. He also suggested that Mr. Chowdhury might be able to help Jai Pataka Maharaj, who is an American, with his application for Indian citizenship. So at that time, Jai Pataka Maharaj, on Prabhupada's suggestion, was trying to get his Indian citizenship. This man, Mr. Chowdhury, was actually a civil servant in Writers' Building in Calcutta in the Land Development Department. So Prabhupada immediately saw there was an opportunity, and he had Jai Pataka Maharaj to go and invite the man to Mayapur, which he did do when he came later on. So then, January 12, 1976, we had come to Calcutta. Prabhupada had just arrived there. He was met at the airport by Jai Pataka Maharaj, Sudama Maharaj, and a few others. And Prabhupada settled in quickly at the temple. immediately engaging Jayaprataka and Sadhana Swamis in conversation about our mindful center. It sounds as if everything is developing very nicely there. Plans have been drawn up for a temple some 350 feet high. And Prabhupada instructed Jayaprataka to buy more land. The devotees have purchased an ocean-going boat capable of sailing to Orissa, and they intend to install Gaumitai deities on that boat. That was the Nittai Padakamala. Jayaprataka Maharaj reported that a small Bengali book, Gita Gan, which Prabhupada wrote before going to the West in 1965, is now in print and selling many copies. Containing all the Gita verses in prose, it's written in such a way that no one can misinterpret the meaning. Prabhupada was very pleased to hear that the Mayapur Gurukul children are studying the Gita Gan and learning to chant the verses. Smiling, he recalled how his godbrothers used to call him Kavi, or poet, and even at school he was writing English verse. So Prabhupada was very happy to hear the Gita Gan was being distributed. Jayaprataka Maharaj had organized the printing of that, and that was really practically the first book distribution in India. It was just beginning. So then the next day, I had a little interaction with Jayaprataka Maharaj myself. This was January the 13th, 1976 in Calcutta. Because it was a codicil, we skipped breakfast and we fasted until noon. But at lunchtime, the devotees inadvertently broke their codicil vow because the cook accidentally put peas into the vegetables. No one noticed until it was too late. Fortunately, I arrived late for lunch because I'd been massaging Srila Prabhupada. I was just about to eat when Jayaprataka Maharaj shouted at me to stop. Although initially annoyed at being told not to eat, I was relieved when he pointed out that there were peas in the subject. So I was the only one that didn't break the codicil apart from Srila Prabhupada because Jayaprataka Maharaj stopped me. Shamefaced, Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to Srila Prabhupada to report what had happened and to find out what should be done. Prabhupada told us that we were all nonsense. He angrily rebuked us. Now you have to fast for 3 days. This shocked everybody. Yes, that is the procedure, Prabhupada confirmed. Seeing the stunned look on our faces, he then relented. But he said that we should observe the Ekadasi for the rest of the day and then do it again tomorrow on the Dot Quadrasi. So Jayaprataka Maharaj saved me from that one. And he saved me again later in the day. This was the same day, January 13th. During the morning, Prabhupada noticed that I was limping because I had a boil forming on my leg. Later, once he was talking to Jayaprataka Maharaj, he called me in to show Maharaj the boil. Prabhupada was so thoughtful that he told Jayaprataka to go out and buy me some medicine to cure the boil. I was somewhat embarrassed that a sannyasi should be running an errand on my behalf. But Prabhupada was more concerned to see that the problem was cured. Like a loving father, he always takes the time to see that we are properly looked after, and he is especially concerned with our health. So Jayaprataka Maharaj did go out, and he bought some Sunibadi Salsa, which is a blood purifier, and I took that, and within 2 or 3 days, the boil was gone. Days later, January the 16th, we were still in Calcutta. This morning, the newspaper carried a feature story on Mayapur. Pochandraya Mandir. After breakfast, Jagataka Swami read the whole article to Srila Prabhupada, noting that there was a certain amount of cynicism on behalf of the writer. The man had noticed that Ara Pujari was offering the boga to Sri Sri Radha Madhava in a deity room which was being warmed by a heater, because this is January, so it was cold. The author questioned who was the heater for, since he had been told that we did everything only for God's pleasure and not our own. So he was questioning, what would God want for the heater? He concluded that the heater was actually for the devotee's gratification. Prabhupada said, this is the atheistic mentality. He is compelled to ask, who is the heater for? Whereas the devotee knows that it's for the Lord. If the deities can enjoy the boga, then why not the heater? This inability to understand that God has senses is impersonalism. In their experience, personality means having limited senses. Therefore, they think God must be impersonal in order to be unlimited. But actually, Prabhupada said, unlimited means you can eat 6 grass rulers, but Krishna can eat unlimited coconuts. Krishna has senses and he appreciates the detail. So that was nice. That was, of course, when we had just Chaturanga Madhava. That was way before we had Vigarana Madhava. Okay, so then a final pastime. The next day on January the 17th, we drove here to Mayapur. Prabhupada had a quiet day. And then on January the 18th, he went out for his morning walk. And he immediately went around all the grounds to inspect his Mayapur Chandragaya Mandir and how it was being maintained. So first thing this morning, Prabhupada went on a tour of all the buildings on our property. All the buildings, that means there was the lotus building and there was the big kitchen. And actually when we arrived on the 17th, they had the opening ceremony for the main gate. So that was Prabhupada cut a ribbon and there was kirtan like that. So that front wall had just been completed. There was the big kitchen and then there was the lotus building and then there was something small over at Vidarshala. That was it. That was Mayapur at that time. Prabhupada inspected the entire grounds, beginning at the new pukur. That's Prabhupada's pukur at that time. It was just a big hole in the ground with big mud embankments, but it wasn't developed at all. It's a small reservoir near the main gate, dug out over the last year, and now it has been partially landscaped. Prabhupada said that fruit trees should be planted on the high bank surrounding it and a path made all around. While walking, Prabhupada discussed accommodations for the devotees who would be visiting during the festival. So for you managers here, there's a little scratch in your heads about where to put everybody when the festivals are on. That was also a problem in 1976. And Prabhupada had a solution. Jagataka Maharaj suggested building temporary grass cottages on the open land, but Prabhupada objected. He said it was better to spend your money on something permanent. He told Jagataka instead to build rooms along the entire length of the northern boundary, which is right there on the side, and that's now called the Long Building. So at that time there was nothing there, it was just a field. And Prabhupada said, alright, now we build a building along the entire length of our land on the northern boundary. And he said, and you must have it ready by the festival. The festival was in 6 weeks. A whole new guest house building. So with the festival only 6 weeks away, Jagataka expressed doubts how it could be completed in time. Prabhupada told him that if they engage at least 100 men, it can be done. Then Anand Maharaj raised the question, the objection, that there was no money. See, nothing is new. The same things were there then, they're still here now. But somehow or another, everything goes on. But Prabhupada said they must start immediately, even if they have no money. Jayapataka, however, was still apprehensive. He said there was a shortage of bricks. Nevertheless, Prabhupada said that he should immediately begin construction. He told them they should do whatever they can, but the work must begin immediately. So then as we left the Pukul, we hesitated to go down the steep incline of the embankment. At that time it was quite steep, it was just mud. Jayapataka, however, had no problem running down it, even in his wooden shoes, till Prabhupada left. Victorious flag, he shouted, Jayapataka, appreciating his disciples' dexterity. So I won't take up any more time. You can read more pastimes about Jayapataka Maharaj in the volumes of the Transcendental Diary. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jayapataka Maharaj ki, Sri Mayapur Dham ki,
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. The next speaker, and let me request, is Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj. He is a very dear disciple of Guru Maharaj, and I will request him to say a few words about Guru Maharaj.
Om Ajnana Tinurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Tinamane Namo Acharya Padaya Nudaya Padaya Gurave Tamadaya Nakarakramadaya Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvisesha Shunyavaji Paschatya Deshatarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gauravatta Gunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I have many many things to say, but I'm trying to keep it short. I like to take a leaf out of Ramanujacharya's life today. Once Ramanujacharya, he was speaking of the glories of God in Chandra, and he was specifically commenting on Vibhishana's approach to Lord Ramachandra, who being inducted into Lord Ramachandra's sight. And at that time, it's mentioned that by his mystic power, Vibhishana and his associates were suspended in the sky, and they were requesting permission to be included in Ramachandra's army and his assistance. And Lord Ramachandra, along with all the Vanara heads, Hanuman, Angad, Jambavan, etc., he heard from Vibhishana, and then he had to discuss this with all the chiefs of his army. So Vibhishana was waiting, wanting to hear from Lord Ramachandra, okay, I have full faith in you, you can come in. But Ramachandra didn't say that. After hearing from Vibhishana, he started discussing with Hanuman, discussing with Angad, discussing with everybody, what shall we do with this offer? And each one said different things. Most of them said, don't believe him. He's an asura. He's Ravana's brother. He's a spy. He's been sent by Ravana. Everybody said instantly many things. It's only Hanuman who put forward the prayer. And while Ramanujacharya was speaking about this, one of his chief disciples, his name was, otherwise he was called Dhanudas. Hearing this, he got up from the assembly, dusted his backside, murmured something. He said, I'm going. And he was trying to leave. When he was leaving, Ramananda said, where are you going? And he said, I'm going. I'm leaving. I have no hope. He said, why? He said, here is Vibhishana. He has taken the risk of leaving his brother, leaving his family, leaving his whole kingdom, earning the hatred of the entire Rakshasa clan. And he has come to surrender to Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra is having a discussion as to whether he should take him or not. And he's speaking to the Vanaras. What hope do I have? Speaking about Vibhishana, and I have no hope, I'm leaving. Then Ramananda said, wait, wait. You don't understand. Lord Ramachandra, he had no parampara about him. He's a supreme lord himself. And he had to discuss it with the Vanara kings. He can't unilaterally decide it. But I am a representative of the whole Sri Vaishnava parampara, coming from Lakshmi Narayan, coming from Lakshmi, from Navadvi, from Aravanda, and so on and so forth. And I don't have to discuss. I can take you back to God. In this way, Tanudas got convinced and he sat down. So, I am very happy to address His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj's Vyasa Puja by saying that he is a very powerful representative of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And like he mentioned in the morning, in the class, that a guru should not think anything, but his attitude should be only with the thinking that I am a servitor of God. And for such a person, Krishna works through him. And he's able to deliver many conditioned souls. So I'd like to offer my most humble obeisances to His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, who is a very powerful representative and who instills great hope in me that I can go back to Godhead, and many people can go back to Godhead if they simply follow His instructions. I have full faith in that. And he is also a very staunch follower and a person who constitutes the instructions given by His Divine Grace of the Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And while doing that, he has very nicely, intelligently formed a wonderful congregation of devotees in many parts of the world. And very simply instructing them. I once spoke for a long time, many complaints to him about how I don't want to function as a temple president because of this. After hearing me patiently, looking at me for some time, he said, if you are simple, Krishna consciousness is simple. And I knew at that time that although Krishna consciousness is simple, although Krishna has given simple instructions, and although Srila Prabhupada's instructions are more simple, and the process is simple, I can complicate it by thinking of it in a complicated way. And I can make it miserable for myself. But Guru Maharaj has got the wonderful capacity for putting it across very simply, following it very simply, and remaining very enthusiastic under any situation and circumstance, and being very happy in Krishna consciousness. And seeing him do that, I always think that Krishna consciousness is a happy process, and he is the proof of that. Under any situation or circumstances, he enthusiastically wants to execute devotional service to Krishna. We have seen that he is preaching from his wheelchair, traveling on his wheelchair, and continuing to remain enthusiastic as ever before. So it's a source of great inspiration to me that one can understand the entire purpose of the parampara's instruction through a simple act of devotional service performed by him. and we can also follow that line. And these simple followers, without any intellectual gymnastics, without any complications and speculations, that if we chant Hare Krishna, if we follow Hare Prabhupada's thoughts and go through a simple program as suited by him, we can be good devotees and enthusiastic and happy, and we can make others happy. And this is what Guru Maharaj said he wanted everybody to do. So in the parampara, Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara, we see that many of them play their roles, understanding fully well what the role was. In our parampara, we have all these very wonderful, illustrious, great, pure Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had to preach under dire circumstances and rejuvenate the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Sasi Thakur fought and he had faced a solid opposition, especially from the caste Brahmanas, caste Goswamis, and many understood and degraded his role. And all of them did their contributions. So also did Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in being a world acharya, understanding fully well that I am the person who is supposed to carry the instructions of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. And he understood that role, he mentioned, talked about it, and he did that. And he left for us and his followers a 9 day of being his followers. Following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada is the next generation's mandate. And His Holiness Jayadatta Swami Maharaj has taken that to heart. And he is, under any circumstance, challenging circumstance, always follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, found ways and means of preserving the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and carrying them on purely and being indebted to the whole parampara, playing his role as a solid follower of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and the principles that he is true. Srila Prabhupada himself, in a letter once wrote to Guru Maharaj, I joined here in Mayapur and I worked for the Samadhi project for about nearly a year. And at that time I was working on the Pancharatna program. Nothing much was going on those days. But I was a little frustrated. I had a lot of free time. And I used to spend a lot of time going through all the files in Guru Maharaj's office in the night time till about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and I saw a lot of his letters, which I don't see them anymore, his correspondence with Srila Prabhupada. And one of his correspondents, I saw a telegram written by Guru Maharaj that I'm not able to come for the Vyasa Puja, but he wrote a few lines saying that Jaya Pataka is not his own. Is Prabhupada's to do it as his own. Now that was an offering he had written. That's very deeply embedded in me. And in just in 2 lines, he expressed that my life's mission is to offer myself to you. And in return, Srila Prabhupada has written, thank you very much for your offering, and I accept your offering. And this way, Prabhupada has reciprocated to that. In another letter that Guru Maharaj had written to Prabhupada, asking him and telling him that I become very restless. I am becoming very restless. Why is it to him? How I can stop the restlessness? Something like that. And Srila Prabhupada wrote him back saying that don't worry about your restlessness. Your restlessness is a sign of devotional ecstasy. So in this way, we can understand that His Holiness Jayadatta Swami Maharaj very nicely accepted this role and tried to execute the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And in this juncture, I can only pray to His Holiness Jayadatta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, on this auspicious occasion, that like reflecting on what was spoken in the morning, that the Guru is the representative of the entire parampara. He is the representative of all the devas. He is the representative of Krishna. And I see all of them in His Holiness Jayaprathak Swami Maharaj. I have full faith in His words, and that He very strongly represents the whole parampara and Krishna. And I'd like to offer my most prostrated obeisances at His Lotus feet on this auspicious day, beg pardon for offenses, and try to accommodate myself in some small way in serving you. You have said that I need a lot of help, and Srila Prabhupada gave me dozens and dozens of instructions. I will consider it my life's perfection if I'm able to help you in some way in executing some of those instructions and being instrumental in receiving Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy through your divine grace. His Holiness Jayaprathak Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Guru Premananda ki.
Thank you very much, Srila Maharaj. So now I would like to request Guru Maharaj, dear God brother, His Grace Rajendranandan Prabhu, to speak a few words about our Guru Maharaj.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nivishesha Sundamadi Prashtarcha Desitane Vancha Kapatirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Deva Chavakatikampa Vanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Subhasari Gaurava Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm very grateful to be allowed to say some few words in glorification of His Holiness Jayaprathaka Swami. I look forward to this occasion every year because it gives me the opportunity to reflect on Guru Tattva and the glories of Srila Prabhupada and His dear followers. Guru is one. Guru is the manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. As we hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Eshwara Krishna, Parasalabhritya, Krishna is the Supreme Master. Nobody else. Everybody else is His servant. Even the beginning of His first expansion is Sri Balaram. So we understand, having heard the purport this morning, that the spiritual master is a manifestation either of Sri Vijayananda Balaram or Srimati Radharani. Centering on Nityananda Ram Balaram, because in my heart, my affection for Jayaprathaka Maharaj is appreciating how he is simply a dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I loved it when he would go on Parikrama or give his classes and inspire all of us with his joyful, loud glorification. So there's no doubt that we have many wonderful spiritual masters in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Either you're guru or you're not. It's not that somebody selects you or appoints you, etc. Those are Prabhupada's words in the purport from Chaitanya Charitamrita. You get the mercy of your spiritual master and the empowerment from Balaram, then you can preach. Then you can give Krishna consciousness to others. Krishna Shakti Vidamare Kara Kavartane. Without that empowerment, the words cannot enter into the ears and down to the heart and actually reawaken our eternal Krishna consciousness. Now, Jayaprathaka Swami Maharaj is so inspiring because both quality and quantity are manifest in His service to Srila Prabhupada. Who can deny that? You'd have to be a blind person trying to feel the elephant to figure out whether or not, you know, he's a glorious example of a fully sold out, surrendered servant of his spiritual master. It's obvious even to the blind. So, to glorify him is to glorify Srila Prabhupada. To glorify Srila Prabhupada is to glorify the entire Pacific succession and the Supreme Lord, Sri Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, to reflect a minute on our position as servants of Guru, there's a verse from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nishigade, wherein he says, your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? We just got through reading the book by Mukunda Goswami. And from that you can get the essence of Krishna consciousness. What did these early disciples know? They knew they wanted to please their spiritual master. Practically speaking, they didn't know anything else. They just had a burning desire. They want to please Srila Prabhupada. If we can understand nothing else than that one principle, that is the essence and the secret of getting the blessings of Guru and Krishna. Surrender wholly to the lotus feet of your spiritual master. Serve him. What does that mean? Not the way I want, but listen to his instructions. What does he want? He really has no personal desires of his own except serving his spiritual master. As he asked this morning, I was given so many instructions by Srila Prabhupada. I need your help to fulfill them. That's the mood of a perfect servant. That's the mood of the perfect guru instructing us as servants for followers. We all know of this health condition. Happened a couple of years ago. I was with Janani Rastogu and I got news. And I told him, as foolish as it sounds, as arrogant as it sounds, I said, I will be very angry with Krishna if he takes our Jayadeva Swami away. Because he has been such a source of inspiration and enlightenment in my Krishna consciousness in the times that I'm allowed to be here. I have forgotten, and also in visiting San Diego where I live other times. It's stated in the Bhagavad Purana, Jai Vishnu Ashita here, Purushu, Narada here, Vaishnava here. If one considers the deity of Vishnu to be made of stone, or the guru to be an ordinary man, Yasya Anaraki Saha, he is a resident of hell. In the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami says, if you look at the spiritual master, the servant of the Supreme Lord, and simply see a body with some defect, with some infirmity, with some disease, you don't see it all. You have no clue who this Holiness Jayapataka Swami is. I would not be surprised. I miss the days when he very quickly strode on Parikrama with us. I miss those days. Why would such an event take place with such a wonderful, fully surrendered disciple, Srila Prabhupada, devotee of the Lord? I refer to the pastime of Madhavendra Puri when he was given the instruction to travel thousands of miles to and from Puri and back to Vrindavan to carry the heavy load of sandalwood paste. Why would he be given such difficulties? Service that was so surely fraught with so many obstacles. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport said there's two reasons. One, to test the devotee. How much do you want to serve me? How much are you willing to surrender and sacrifice? And two, so that others can see that unalloyed surrender and understand the glories of such a devotee. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur will say, Srila Prabhupada will quote it, Pranache Yar Sehidu Pracha. One who has life, he can preach. Jayapataka Swami has so much life.
He does not stop. Like this year was the first year, every day he would visit all four Parikrama Gardens. He never did that previously. I mean, nothing is slowing him down. Devotional service cannot be obstructed if it is unalloyed and pure, coming from full surrender of oneself, one's words, thoughts, and body or action. Nothing can stop devotional service goal. And for such devotees, they're fully empowered to do the impossible. We see that in the life of Jai Pratapa Swami Maharaj. In fact, as I said, I've received so much kindness from him, so much mercy. This is the first year at Purim he actually put his hand on my head and gave me a blessing. Blessed me. Go preach in South America. I'm really waiting with anticipation to see how that manifests, or when that might manifest. Because what he has, I think any of us that have any sanity, any sincerity, we want what he has. We want the burning desire to spread the glories of the spiritual master, Krishna. People are suffering tremendously. And only the devotee can give the relief that is to be found in devotional service. Prabhupada wants our help. Jai Pratapa Swami wants our help. I would love any small part of assisting in Srila Prabhupada's movement in that way. So at this occasion, I beg forgiveness for all offenses. I know I can, even when not trying to and unknowingly. Maharaj is so gracious and kind, he doesn't look at such things. I find it a little more difficult. I used to know him and he would laugh at my jokes or would appreciate it in the association, this and that. The physical, it restricts it somewhat, but in my heart, just to get the side glance and to hear the nectar coming out. The nectar is there. We just have to be submissive with service and blind ears to hear the pure nectar. And when hearing it, the desire grows stronger. That's what I pray for. His continued blessings, association, service, the service and association of all your gurus, so that someday I might be able to become worthy of being called the Jindamani Dogs. Srila Jaya Pratapa Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srama Veda Guru Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Sanat Guru Maharaj is coming, so we'll be receiving him. But one announcement, that those who are glorified, I know you have a lot to say. A kindly three limited. Vitalinaya Bhagavad Sami Maharaj ki.
Sitting at the back, you don't see directly.